Carnival Corporation is out on the high seas once more for vacation goers looking for some fun after almost 2 years of enduring the pandemic. Let's check in on what the company has in store for next year with Carnival Corp's longtime CEO, Arnold Donald. Arnold, always nice to see you. Thanks for taking some time. I know your schedule is very busy. Give us a state of play on the company. How many ships do you have in the waters, and what does the capacity look like on them?
Well, good morning to you, Brian, and trust that you're doing well. You're looking good. So in terms of the number of ships, as we said, we're about to have a business update next week. So we're between updates. But as we said in the last update, we expected to have, you know, roughly 50% of our fleet back sailing by the end of this year. A number of those ships are sailing at nearly full occupancy. You know, it varies around the world because there's different protocols and different constraints and so on. But there's robust demand.
And Arnold, when you're talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing in spending on board. There is just this tremendous pent up demand. We didn't see it in the retail sales report today, and that's fine. But we're seeing consumers come out here and spend a good bit. What are you seeing on the ships?
Yeah, we're seeing the same thing on the ships. Onboard spending is, at an all-time high. You know, frankly, onboard spending went up every year in almost 50-year history, except one. But this year, it really is on an individual basis. Spending is very robust. And so we're very pleased with that. And we continue to try to listen to our guests and make sure we make available to them what they're interested in.
I know you've put a major effort, Arnold, in protocols, safety protocols on the ships. What do they look like right now? Are masks being required? Is testing required? Take us through it.
Well, as you know, Brian, we have 9 world-leading brands sailing around the world, and there are lots of different protocols and stuff driven by, you know, our highest responsibility and top priority, compliance, environmental protection, health, safety, and well-being for everyone, and compliance is right up there. And so there's different compliance requirements. Here in the U.S., we're sailing under what the CDC would call vaccinated cruises. That's at least 95% plus of the guests are vaccinated. Our crew are vaccinated. And then we test. We do require a test according to the CDC guidelines, again, in the U.S., 48 hours, you know, prior to boarding. Then we have additional medical screening and additional medical protocols on board, for isolation in the event someone, you know, develops symptoms, et cetera. But we've sailed, you know, hundreds of thousands of guests now. We've had very few cases of COVID on board. And in fact, we've had no incidents of significant propagation of COVID on board, even when there have been the isolated individual cases.
So you see these protocols as sticking around for some time?
We'll see. They constantly evolve. They change all the time. In the U.S., we've been a few months now with the protocols, but even, you know, around the country, there can be different because states have different protocols from one state to the next. But generally speaking, there will probably be protocols because, you know, there continues to be the presence of COVID. Happily, it appears that the severity of the impact of COVID cases is declining in general in terms of hospitalizations or worse, our long-term effects. And that bodes well for all of us. So the sooner we learn to live with this and not have serious lasting impacts from people contracting the virus, the better off we're all going to be.
And all we've seen a pickup in lockdowns over in Europe, and Carnival's a major player in Europe. Have you had to change where your ships sail because of these lockdowns?
That's a constantly evolving situation. We've had to change itineraries throughout the period. As you might recall, Brian, we started sailing even before vaccines were introduced, sailing safely with protocols that were implemented over in Europe. But of course, those protocols have changed as different circumstances have evolved. In some cases, they become less restrictive. Right now, with some of the concern around the new variants, they seem to have temporarily become a little more restrictive. But again, we've been sailing consistently, safely, you know, with the best interests of public health in the forefront.
And Arnold, is this one of the biggest challenges just to your recovery, even the recovery of the industry? How do you regain public trust in taking a cruise?
You know, we have robust demand for cruise. We have so many cruisers who repeat every year, and we only have so many ships. I mentioned at the last business update, we said we'd have about 50% of our fleet back. And so, the demand hasn't been the big issue. The issue has been much more around, regulatory and getting destinations to the place where they're comfortable, and then getting guests comfortable with the protocols, required for those destinations. But in terms of trust, I think people know the long history of the cruise industry. We've had to deal with viruses before, Ebola, SARS, Zika, on and on and on, MERS, et cetera. I said SARS and then MERS. And so we've had to deal with these viruses in the past. We have robust medical screening, robust medical care on board, and people know. And right now, we probably in the cruise industry have the most effective in terms of preventing COVID from coming on board and then mitigating spread, for those few cases where it might end up on board than any other travel sector, because people are vaccinated, they are being tested. And we do that every cruise, pre-cruise, and then we have testing as required and stuff on board as well.
All right, we'll leave it there for right now. Carnival Corp's longtime CEO, Arnold Donald, good to see you. Good to see what you're doing there. We'll check back with you soon.